So, as you mentioned, though, afatinib is approved right now in metastatic squamous, without EGFR mutation. So, and you mentioned the issue with tolerability. And I was curious because, again, at that San Antonio meeting, when we were talking about neratinib, of course, it was a post-adjuvant situation, but they were talking about some of the work that's been done to decrease toxicity with neratinib. There was this so-called control study. They tried lowering the dose. They did preemptive medications for diarrhea. And, if you take a look at afatinib in kind of a similar way, I mean, it seems sort of similar clinically. Are those kind of strategies something you would use in a patient on afatinib?
Absolutely. The thing that is still, I think, and again, I need to look at the breast cancer data to sort of educate myself, but one concern I have is, so I've done a lot of interventions when I use drugs like afatinib or some of the newer sort of exon 20 drugs. But what I feel is that patients just have a very persistent sort of low-grade toxicity that can't be called significant, but is clearly bothersome to the overall quality of life. The other thing that I think, in again, my personal opinion, is underreported is that the diarrhea, even though it may be controlled, the patients do have intermittent diarrhea or certain foods trigger the diarrhea. And what I have seen is some of these patients develop weight loss. And that happens over a long period of time, maybe 2, 3 months, and so may not be as well captured, I believe, in the study trial data. And that weight loss then over time brings in fatigue. And at least in my experience, the limited number of cases that I've done the ADC, I have not necessarily seen that. So the EGFR side effects don't emerge. So what I would say is, yes, it is possible. If a patient is deriving clinical benefit from a TKI, I think it is possible to, with dose adjustments and antidiarrheals and skin sort of interventions, that we can allow the patient to stay on the drug. But I think there remains a very, very low-grade level of toxicity that impacts overall quality of life.